Want to listen to the sound of Surrey live? Couldn't be easier. Download the Brooklands Radio app right now through Google Play or the App Store to listen to us anytime, any day, anywhere. Brooklands Radio! Haven't spoken to this person for a little while. In fact, it was 2014 that Heather Cook was on the show last time. We were talking about her third book, and already she's now on to the fifth. Heather, good afternoon to you.
Hello there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Great to have you back on again. We were saying just off air, it's been ages.
Yes. The time definitely goes faster. I thought it was because I was getting older, but you're very young.
Well, no. You see, I'm not going to have you saying you're older. I'm not having to say that. But I can't believe, because it was November 2014 when you had, it was from Sid Cup with Purrs that had just come out, wasn't it?
Yes, I think it was from Sid Cup with Purrs that had just been published then.
Yeah, which
was
a very good book.
And since then there have been two, of course, yes.
There have indeed, including the one we're talking about today, which you published just before Christmas, wasn't it? It was just before Christmas, which is something a little bit different for you, because you've gone for a bit of poetry.
Bit of poetry, but there are still stories in there to introduce each of the poems. It's not just a book of poems. It does have a reason for writing the poem as a preface to each of them, and I hope people will enjoy that just as much as the poem.
Oh, I hope so. It sounds very good. I haven't had a read of this one actually yet, but I am going to have a little look through it at some point very soon. But so obviously, all of your books that you've done, this is the fifth one, have all got a bit of a feline theme, shall we say.
They have indeed.
Because you have a bit of a history and a love of cats.
Bit of a history, yes. Well, I do love all animals, but
you
because
do.
I'm retired now, of course, but when I was working, cats were an animal that I could have, that could be left for part of the day, without pining, without being too much of a problem. Mm. In fact, when I first retired, I felt I got under their paws a bit and really got on their nerves, but we've all settled to it now.
Fantastic. How many cats have you got at the moment? Because obviously you have a few, don't you?
Yes. So at the present time, we have eight. What I would call, no cat is ordinary, and these certainly are not. But they're indoor cats mainly. They do pop out, but certainly not very much this weather. But they are domestic cats. They're what people would think of in terms of having a cat. Mm. But we do, in addition to eight of those, we have two wild girls. And a lot of people, I think, will be familiar with the term feral. A feral cat is simply an ordinary cat, but it is a wild animal. It's a cat that perhaps has never been handled. Mm. It might belong to a colony of wild cats, and there are colonies still in the grounds of factories and hospitals and on railway embankments. Mm. So two of ours are cats like that.
Fantastic. And you've done amazing work over the time. So I know from last time that obviously you did a lot of work for Cats Protection.
Yes.
And you got their Volunteer of the Year award back in 2011, didn't you?
I did. And nothing could have given me more pleasure.
Aww.
I must say, I was thrilled. Absolutely thrilled. That was a very good day for me.
I'm sure it was. And it's amazing because obviously over the time you've sort of looked after and all that with a lot of different cats, and they all have amazing personalities and backstories.
Definitely.
And it really does inspire your writing. So this latest book is called A Cuddle of Cats.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, the book is called A Cuddle of Cats, and there will be a lot of people I know who will be well aware that the correct collective noun for a gathering of cats is actually a clowder, which is a bit of a funny old word, and I think is in fact a quite old-fashioned word that basically means a clutter of cats.
And
of course, lots of people, if they have more than one cat, will understand that because you often do see them in a bit of a clutter on top of each other or tangled up with each other. Mm. And I think that may be where it comes from. But a cuddle seemed to be more appropriate.
Yeah.
Not always, of course, because sometimes we can be sitting on the sofa in the evening, and I might say I could even have a glass of wine in my hand, and suddenly there'll be what I would call an eruption from two cats that have suddenly woken up and been perhaps a bit closer to each other than they meant to be, or somebody's paw is digging into somebody else, and we don't have a cuddle at all. We have quite a sort of volcanic eruption on the sofa, but mainly cuddle, I think, is appropriate for most of the time.
I think so. I think it works very well. I think you've managed to hit the nail on the head with that one. And, of course, you've got loads of rhymes and everything in there, but it's good because it comes from a range. You said there's some very amusing stories, which I can only imagine some of the stories in there.
Yes.
But you've hit all sorts of emotions with it too.
Well, I think, particularly since I've been retired, I have, of course, had a bit more time than when I was working full-time. And I think if you just spend a lot of time, and it's probably not just with cats, to be honest, but cats are what I have the experience with.
Mm.
I think if you spend time with them, inevitably, if you're fond of them, you look at them a lot, you sort of get involved in their lives. And I think their personalities emerge.
Yeah.
It's probably the same with any animal, but, well, perhaps not slugs, I don't know. But certainly with cats, I do feel that they, of the cats that we've got, even the two wild ones that live outside, they are very, very different personalities. And that fascinates me.
Mm.
And the relationship that we have with them fascinates me.
Yeah.
And they do certainly stop you thinking too much of yourself. I mean, cats are very hard to impress. whereas dogs can, of course, think you're wonderful, and they do think people are wonderful, even when they're not.
Very easily pleased.
I think they are, and bless them for it. But cats are a bit of an antidote.
I like that way of thinking about it, actually. It's very good. So this book is out. It came out at the end of November. You can buy it for $7.99 on troubadour.co.uk. We'll put all the information on the website
and
on the Twitter feed.
Thank you very much. It's also available from Amazon.
Oh, very useful to know. Very useful to know. So you can grab that one from Amazon as well. We'll put the details up. But before you go, I want to talk as well, because we missed a book in between called The Old, The Mad and The Wobbly, which I think is a brilliant title in itself.
Well, it seemed to be a good idea, but of course a lot of my friends were unkind enough to ask if it actually referred to me.
Ah!
And I thought, well, there's no need for that.
That's uncalled for. That's not nice.
Might be true, but the idea was that it would relate to the cats. And I do think all animals are special, and all cats are special, but The Old, The Mad and The Wobbly, and to a great extent the poems and the little stories in A Cuddle of Cats, the latest book, they do relate to cats that have had perhaps a very bad start in life, have come from the wrong side of the tracks in every sense, and also those that have significant problems.
Mm.
We do, for example, have two cats with really fairly significant brain damage. And one of them is very wobbly, which gave me the help towards the title for the last book. But I do think it's very important with people and with animals for everything to be able to live the life that it can lead and to be... to have every chance to lead that life. And I don't think perfection needs to be the goal.
No.
And we have had tremendous pleasure out of sharing our home with these cats that really have quite significant problems.
Yeah, a very important message, I think, actually. And I think many people would agree. Hopefully many anyway.
I think that people probably do. Certainly a lot of the people I meet seem to be absolutely in agreement with that message.
Fantastic. And that book has done very well. We hear it's got to its third print, you were saying.
It has. It's done amazingly well. And I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased because I do make a donation to the local Cats Protection branch for every book that is sold.
Oh.
The books that are sold through Amazon and through the publisher Troubadour, as well as those that I sell myself at various fundraising events or when I do a talk on cats. I do make a donation to the charity for every book sold. I contribute £1. So I would just mention that because I like to think the books are helping, still helping cats.
Yeah, I think it's a lovely thing to do, a lovely thing to do. Well, Heather, it's wonderful to speak to you again. I'm really glad that you came on the show. Great
Thank
to speak
you very
to you.
Much.
I'm sure it won't be the last time that we chat.
Oh. Well, I am writing. I'm in the throes of writing the next book.
I was going to say, have we got more on the way?
I'm afraid you do. Yes, excellent. You do have. You have at least another two.
Oh, fantastic.
In the pipeline.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure we'll be speaking to you about them at some point. We'll put all the details up on the website and on the Twitter feed. Heather, stick on the line for me, but fantastic to speak to you again. And from all of us here, good luck with this book. Fingers
Thank
crossed
you.
It goes as well.
Thank you very much, James. It's been a pleasure. Brooklyn's Radio.